So we've covered quite a lot of ground, haven't we? And well, we've got rather a long way from Bhikkhu Kantipala and his book Noble Friendship. But in a way, we haven't, not really. Those of you who have heard me speak before know that very often after these long day tours, I come back to the original point. Yeah? Kantipala was a quite remarkable person. Perhaps I should mention that after his 3 years in India, he spent, I think it was about 12 years in Thailand as a fully ordained monk. He then moved to Australia, set up a meditation center, and a few years ago he decided he didn't want to be a bhikkhu anymore, and he broadened out his spiritual approach, and now is running a Buddhist center in northeast Australia. So looking over Kantipala's life, I think I can say that, well, his life too was a life of creativity, just as mine has been. And I think his life on the whole, therefore, has been a happy life, a fulfilling life. In the first place, of course, yes, he's been productive. He's written a number of books. And poetry, and he's written this book. So yes, his creativity too has expressed itself in literary terms. And then again, he is a person with considerable experience of meditation. He's been creative in that way too. And he is a person who has made many friends. And of course, as you know, his book itself is called Noble Friendship. And it is in part about his friendship with me, his friendship with my old friend Buddha Rakita, who was his teacher for a while, and his friendship with my old friend Vivekananda, the Thai bhikkhu, who was one of my closest friends at that time. And then, of course, Kantipala had other friendships in Bangkok and in Australia. So he was creative in that respect too. And I could even say he's been creative in the sphere of institutions, because when he was a bhikkhu, he created a quite important retreat centre near Sydney, and is now engaged in the creation of the Bodhicitta Centre, as I said, in northeastern Australia. So I think that Kantipala's life, as I've said, like my own, has been a life of creativity, and therefore I'm very pleased to see the appearance of this book of his entitled Noble Friendship, and I hope that many of you will be able to find time to read it, and of course to purchase it. I always have to mention these little practical details, and the publishers are always jogging my elbow and reminding me that, well, I must mention this and mention that. And one of the things I've been asked to mention is that the book is illustrated. That there are photographs of Kantipala. There's a picture of Dalto Rinpoche, whom he also met. There's a picture of him with me and Vivekananda. There's a picture of Dujom Rinpoche, whom he met. There's a picture of my vihara in Kalimpong. Oh, there's another picture of me. And, well, yes, there's a picture of Buddha Gaya, where Kantipala spent so much time. There's a picture of the aging Kantipala, I must say, because he's 10 years younger than me. And there's a picture of a procession, I don't know on what occasion, among the Indian Buddhists among whom we travelled. Huh? And of course, I have also to inform you that the price of the book is, I believe it's £11.99, just a mere trifle, obviously. So I heartily recommend the book to you, and I'm very glad to have the opportunity of showing my friendship to my old friend Kantipala by launching his book here and in other places. I must say that reading the book, or having it read to me, I was quite touched to find how deeply Kantipala had been affected by the time he spent with me, and the way in which he remembered me with so much affection and appreciation. I was very much touched by this, especially as over the years we haven't had much communication. It's only during the last 4 or 5 years, perhaps, that we've again been in regular correspondence. So I was quite touched and quite moved by some parts of this book, and I hope you will be too.